USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The CEO of TikTok got grilled on Capitol Hill as the U.S. considers banning the popular app. Washington State Republican Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers questioned CEO Shou Chu on the company's connection to the Chinese Communist Party.
Are you 100% certain that they cannot use your company to promote such messages?
It is our commitment to this committee and all our users that we will keep this free.
If you can't say 100% certain, I take that as a no.
The House committee is also focusing on concerns about the app's data privacy and protections for kids. A group of House Republicans is calling for an all-out ban of TikTok in the U.S.
If one Chinese spy balloon poses a big enough threat to our country, imagine 150 Chinese spy devices in your home.
Representative Troy Nels of Texas called the popular social media app a Chinese surveillance tool. Don't cut the Pentagon's budget.
All these programs are going to have to, get cut back, and that's unfortunate.
That's the message the nation's defense secretary and chairman of the Joint Chiefs delivered to a House committee Thursday. General Mark Milley specifically cited a cut in military readiness should lawmakers slash the budget. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin added cyber threats are a big deal, and dealing with them would be impacted by potential cuts. Former President Trump is calling for the removal of several officials currently leading investigations into him. In a post on his social media site, Truth Social, Trump said Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg should be booted from office immediately. That's in addition to Special Counsel Jack Smith, New York Attorney General Letitia James, and Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis. Trump said after the New York City grand jury convened Thursday without discussing the Stormy Daniels hush money case that the Manhattan DA, quote, has no case. Stocks closed higher Thursday, one day after the Federal Reserve raised interest rates again. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
A bill that limits gender-affirming treatment care for minors is set to become law in Georgia. Republican Governor Brian Kemp signed the bill Thursday, saying it would ensure the state protects the health and well-being of its children. SB 140 outlaws licensed medical professionals from providing patients under the age of 18 with hormone therapy or surgery related to gender transitions. Meantime, Utah Governor Spencer Cox has signed a landmark bill that requires teenagers get parental permission before joining social media sites. A Norfolk Southern freight train has derailed in Massachusetts. It happened Thursday in the town of Ayer, northwest of Boston. WCVB-TV reports several cargo containers had rolled off the tracks and several cars were visibly damaged. However, none of them contained hazardous materials. Protests are turning violent in Paris as folks again protest a measure to raise France's retirement age.
It's not fair. It's not. I think we have to really think about the balance between your personal life and your professional life.
Tear gas had to be used by authorities Thursday in the French capital. France's president defended his decision to implement the bill, saying that he does not enjoy the measure but insisted he had to take action. He added the situation will only get worse if it's allowed to drag on as is because of funding. Walmart is joining the growing list of companies that are announcing layoffs. Reports say the retail giant is cutting hundreds of jobs at 5 e-commerce fulfillment centers across the country. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.